为什么现在越来越多的人说我是 I 人，我是 E 人？ Why many Chinese young people are saying expressions like I am an I person or I am an E person? Why do these letters become their identity and what's the MBTI?
Yes, do you know how to use passive voice in Chinese using 被叫俺人？大家好，欢迎来到我们今天的中文播客，我是 Vicky。
大家好，我是老朋友 Melanie， 很高兴又和大家见面了。
对，又期待已久的每周我们都更新一期，对吧？
对，我们都来学习新的中文和有意思的中国文化。
对，那 Melanie 最近有没有做一些有意思的事情？
最近开始学习跳舞，好累呀，我跳的真不好。
我好想看你跳舞，我很好奇。
别看了，跳的太不好了，丢脸。
Oh no， 没有没有，不要在乎面子。
那 Vicky， 你最近做什么有意思的事儿了吗？
我最近，OK， 我最近看了很多有意思的视频。对，他们讲很多有意思的话题。我再想想，要不要下次我们做我们的直播，要不要聊这些话题？
好啊，好啊，我很好奇 ，I'm curious。
OK， 那我们留个悬念吧，下次吧。
好的，好，那。今天我们要学习中文里的被动句 ，so today we're going to learn the passive voice in Chinese。
对，我们会学怎么用被、叫和让来表达被别人做了什么。
So 这些结构呢，在中文里面是非常常用的，比如。我被汉语学校的课吸引。I was drawn to the classes at the Chinese language school.
Yes, that's a good one, Melanie. So, in that case, I suggest you to get your free class right here at the QR we got right here. Or find the link in the description below so you don't miss the opportunity to learn with the best online academy. Okay, so 好，那我们现在来开始，先听一段对话。Let's get started with the dialogue. So the setting is 两个人在咖啡店聊天，讨论 MBTI 和性格。So the setting is like two people are in a coffee store talking about their MBTI and personalities. So I'm going to start. Melanie, 你最近为什么这么安静？
因为我昨天被朋友拉去参加了一个很大的聚会。
你不是 I 人吗？
对啊，所以我在那里很累。
那后来呢？
后来我又被他们叫去唱歌。
真的吗？那你唱了吗？
没有，我被他们笑了很久。
听起来你真的很不喜欢这种活动。
对，我还是比较喜欢安静一点的地方。
Okay, after our dialogue, let's get started with the grammar.So we talk about, we are going to learn about the passive voice. So 我们这里，我们今天要学的就是被动句 passive sentence. So we have to use words like 被、叫和让。所以什么是被动句？重点不是谁做，而是谁被影响了。所以我们的grammar structure 就是 you have the subject, 被 or 让 or 叫, the person and the action for the passive sentence. So let's see some of the examples we mentioned in the dialogue before. Let's get started with被。被就是最标准和最常见的被动词。So the word 被 is more used than the others for passive sentence. So we have some examples like 我被朋友拉去参加聚会。I was dragged by my friends to a party. 我被他们笑了很久。I was laughed at by them for a long time. 所以被常常有不舒服、不想要、被动的感觉。So normally when you use 被, it, you have the feeling of not wanting to do something or not being comfortable with something.
好的。那 the second one is 叫。So this one is more spoken and it has a sense of getting someone else to do something. Here's the example.他们叫我去唱歌。They ask me to go sing. So the word be is more similar to someone told or ask me do something than the word be.
Mm-hmm, exactly. So let's move on to the last one, which is 让。让是最自然生活里最常用的。让 is more natural, like especially in normal,in daily conversation. 比如老师让我站起来。The teacher made me stand up. 这件事让我很紧张。This situation made me nervous.
Very good. So here are some useful tips. 被、is standard passive structure. Often has a negative and 叫 it's more spoken and direct, and 让 is the most natural and commonly used way in daily life.
Exactly. So remember Melanie's tips so you can do the next activity. What are they going to do, Melanie?
So now it's your turn to practice. 这句话用中文你会怎么说？I was asked to work overtime yesterday. Please try to use 被、叫 or 让 and take a moment to think about it. We'll give you the answer later in this episode.
So while you're thinking about the answer, let's review our dialogue and pay attention in the structure, like when we are using the passive sentence. So I'm going to start. Melanie, 你最近为什么这么安静? Melanie, why have you been so quiet lately?
因为我昨天被朋友拉去参加了一个很大的聚会。Because yesterday my friend dragged me to a big party.
你不是 I 人吗? Aren't you an introvert?
对啊,所以我在那里很累。Yes, so I felt very tired there.
那后来呢? What happened later?
后来我又被他们叫去唱歌。Later, they made me go sing karaoke again.
真的吗?那你唱了吗? Really? You sing?
没有，我被他们笑了很久。No, I was laughed at by them for a long time.
哦，听起来你真的不喜欢这种活动。It sounds like you really don't like this kind of activity.
对啊，我还是比较喜欢安静一点的地方。Yes, I still prefer quieter places.
Okay, very good. So have you noticed...when we use our passive sentence?
Yes. And are you enjoying this episode? Thanks for being here. With our classes, you can make even more progress. Find everything at 汉语传school.com. You can scan the QR code right here at this page.
Right here. Okay.
Well, 接下来呢，我们会聊一聊现在在中国年轻人当中非常流行的话题，就是 MBTI. So let's talk about a topic that young people in China are very fond of these days, MBTI.
对，现在很多年轻人第一次见面的时候，不是先问哦你做什么工作，而是问你是 I 人还是 E 人。So nowadays young people, whenever they meet for the first time, they won't ask you what kind of job you have. They will say, oh, are you an I 人 or E 人? So we're gonna talk about what is the I 人 E 人 and what is the MBTI. So 首先我们要讲什么是 MBTI, 它就是一个性格测试，一个 personality test, 每个字母都包含特别的意思。开头都有E 和 I, 然后有 S and N, 接下来就是 T and F, 最后就是 J and P. So the MBTI is actually a personality test, and each letter includes like a meaning. So as you can see in the image, you see it starts with E and I, then S or N,later T and F, for the last one, J and P.
Wow, 没错。So, 这个已经变成一种新的身份了。So, this has already become a new identity.
对，所以我们先开始。什么是 I 人和 E 人? So, I,it means introvert, 就是内向的人 introvert. 然后 E,就是 extrovert, 外向的人。所以现在很多年轻人都会说哦、oh, 我是 I 人 it really means I am an introvert person, or 我超级 E 人 like I'm super extrovert.
没错，而且大家会马上开始分析你， so people will immediately start analyzing you.
对，如果你不喜欢聚会，喜欢待在家里，别人可能说、啊、你一定是个 I 人。Like if you don't like to gather and you like to stay at home, people will say, "Oh, you definitely you are an I person, like an introvert."
没错，如果你特别爱聊天，认识新朋友，别人就会说 ，Well, 你很 E. So if you really I love to chat and meet new people. Others will say that, whoa, you're very extroverted. So, what do the other letters mean? 很多人第一次看到 MBTI 会觉得，whoa, 怎么会有这么多字母? So a lot of people, when they first see MBTI, will think, wow, there are so many letters.
对，除了 I introvert, E extrovert, 还有其他字母，比如呢？
So the second letter 是 S 和 N, sensing and intuition.
对 ，S 的人比较注意现实细节，现在发生的事情。
那 N 的人比较喜欢想象。创意和未来的可能性。So people with an intuition preference tend to prefer imagination, creativity, and the future possibilities.
Mm-hmm, exactly. And let's move on to the third letter, which is between T or F.
So T, thinking, F, feeling. So T 的人做决定的时候比较理性，比较看逻辑。People with a thinking preference are more rational when making decisions. They focus more on logic.
Yes, while the F people, F 的人比较会考虑感觉、情绪、别人的想法。People with the F are more emotional. They will think more about also other people's thoughts and emotions.
Okay, the first letter, J and P, judging and perceiving.
对 J 的人通常喜欢计划，喜欢稳定，不喜欢突然改变。So the people that are J, they like stability. So they like to plan everything. They don't like plan that like suddenly comes out. No, they don't like that.
Okay, let me introduce P 的人啊、P 的人比较 so.People with a perceiving preference are more 随性、灵活，喜欢自由一点。So they are more spontaneous, flexible, and enjoy freedom. That's me. So 中国年轻人现在很会贴标签啊。So young people in China nowadays are really good at labeling others with the MBTI types.
对，现在中国年轻人看到一个人以后马上开始想啊，你一定是 INFP， or 你看起来很像 ISTJ. So that's what's fun lately. Like people would say, we'll start guessing your MBTI, thinking, oh, you might be like, you have a feeling of INFP, or you look like an ESTG, or whatever.
Yeah, so 好像 MBTI 变成一种新的星座 So it seems like MBTI has become a kind of a new zodiac sign.
对 and you know Melanie, 你知道吗？现在很多人就是真的会很相信 MBTI. 有些人甚至会说，哦，我不想跟某种 MBTI 恋爱 you know, so people are really, really into it. They really believe in the MBTI, like it's really very accurate. They think it's very accurate, and they will say things like, I won't be in a relationship with this type of MBTI, right? So, wow. 我们要想想 MBTI 为什么这么火 Like, why MBTI is so, like, trendy these days? So...其实 MBTI 不是在中国发明的，但是在中国就是很火很火。So actually, MBTI is not the origins is not from 中国 it's not from China, but it's very trendy in China.
MBTI comes from the West, and as Vicky already explained.It's actually a personality test.
对，但是在中国，它已经不只是一个测试，它更像一种语言，那不是一个社交语言，对吧？
没错，很多人甚至会在他们的交友软件啊、微信的名字、社交媒体的简介写自己的 MBTI。So some people even put their MBTI type in dating apps, WeChat names, social media bios. 很多年轻人会觉得啊，这个类型的人比较适合当朋友。哎，那个类型比较适合谈恋爱。很多人开始过度相信 MBTI 了。So a lot of young people will think, wow.This type is more suitable for being friends, and that type is better for dating. And many young people have started to over-rely on MBTI.
对，现在最有意思的就是很多人开始用 MBTI 来解释所有的事情。So what's interesting nowadays is that a lot of people start using the MBTI to explain everything, absolutely everything.
For example, 比如我今天不想出门，因为我是爱人。I don't feel like going out today because I'm an introvert.
Yeah, 或者他们也会说，哦，他这样说话也是因为他是ENTP. So he talks in that way because he's ENTP.
对呀、啊，什么都可以变成 MBTI, so anything can be turned into an MBTI label.
对，那你们会想着，哦，中国年轻人为什么会喜欢这个呢？ 但是我觉得其中一个原因肯定是因为年轻人压力很大。So you might think why a lot of young people, Chinese young people really like this. Well, one of the reason is because young people are feeling a lot of pressure, stress.
没错。所以他们很想了解自己是谁。So they really want to understand who they are.
对，而 MBTI 给一种，就是给人有一种感觉，就是哦，终于有人理解我了。对 ，So MBTI will give the feeling of, oh, finally someone really understand me, really get me.
对，而且 MBTI 也会让聊天变得更容易 ，So it also makes conversations easier.
对我，你只要说我是 I 人哦，别人马上就会懂你的感觉，甚至会有时候也会有那种 MBTI 的歧视，对吧 ，Melanie？
啊，你说的没错。所以现在网上有很多很多好笑的事情 ，So there are a lot of really funny things online now。
对，有些人会说，我不想跟 I 人，不是，我不想跟 E 人一起旅游。So people would say, things like, oh, I don't want to travel with, E 人 ，E person, E extroverts.
对，或者哇，老板千万不要是 ESTJ, or please, the boss must not be an ESTJ.
Exactly. So, 真的会有很多这种类似的就是网络用语。So, there's going to be a lot of these kind of memes.
Okay, so, 大家 everybody, 你呢你们呢你相信 MBTI 吗 So, what about you? Do you believe in MBTI?
对你觉得 就是一个性格测试真的可以定义一个人吗 You really think that a personality test will really define a person and is that accurate?Do you know your MBTI? If you know it, you can share with us in the comments below.
Welcome, 欢迎欢迎
Alright, so let's go back to the sentence. How would you say in Chinese? I was askedto work overtime yesterday. So a natural way to say it in Chinese is 我昨天被叫去加班。So I was asked to work overtime yesterday.
那这里我们用了被 plus 叫因为别人让你去做一件事。So somebody else asked you to do something. Now it's your turn.Try to make your own sentence using 被叫而让。
比如我被朋友拉去运动，老师让我回答问题。Think about your answers. Oh no, think about your own sentence.
好，那 and tell us, are you an I person, I 人 or an E person, E 人？Write your sentence and your MBTI in the comments. Okay, all right, that's all for today.
对, let's sum up what we learned. We learned how to use passive sentence with 被叫俺让。我们今天学了怎么用被叫和让来做被动句。
这些结构可以帮助你表达被动句。别人让你做什么 So these structures can help you to express passive voice or the others ask you to do something.
而且我们也聊聊很有意思的话题就是那个 MBTI 和现在中国年轻人的文化 We also talk about the MBTI. We also explain what is the MBTI and how it influences in Chinese young people.
Yes, it is.And next time, we'll learn 只有 blah blah 才 blah blah.
Yeah, so for that, stay tuned. Subscribe so you can receive the notification. And if you like the episode, don't forget to give us a like. It really, really helps us and motivates us to do this kind of content. And if you want to learn Chinese with us, don't forget over here, you have a free class. So what are you waiting for? Just click scan the QR, or you can click the link in the description below. So, well, let's meet in the next episode, Melanie. 我们就在下周再见吧。
是的，我们下周再见。
好的，再见，拜拜。
大家再见。